Good morning. Today we're starting our new topic, a very fascinating topic on the Gartel, which is the belt that is worn by some, especially Hasidim, for davening. And our question is that a requirement? Is that a mitzvah? Or is that not a requirement? And we'll see, very interesting, that our question will be not why do some people wear, but rather why do some people not wear. So indeed, we're going to start off, and today we're just going to ask the question, and Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we will start going through the opinions on it. So today we're going to talk about two Gemaras that we have to understand how they reconcile with one another. On the one hand, there's a Gemara in Brachos, Chaf Daled Amud Beis, that there's a machloket when somebody's saying Kriya Shema. Can he say Kriya Shema when his lev is roe es ha'erva, which means when there is no break between his lower body, his private areas, and his lev, and his heart? Do we require to be some sort of break? For example, a belt of some sort, or even just to hold one's arms between the two. Is the, a break between the lev and the erva required, or is it not? So that's a machlokus in the Gemara there, and we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody is asleep and he's wearing a long coat, for example, a flowing robe, and there's no belt in the middle or something like that, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema. He actually has to hold the robe in a certain way, that it acts as a break between his upper body and his lower body, or put a belt on of some sort, because it's prohibited to say the Kriyat Shema, and the same thing applies for davening, for sure, Shemona Esrei, because libo roa es ha'erva, when your lev, when your heart sees your bottom, the bottom of the body, that is prohibited. So we need a break between them. That is Gemara number one. Gemara number two is a Gemara in Shabbos. Mishnah in Shabbos, it's based on a Mishnah in Shabbos. We're not going to go through the blow by blow in the Mishnah and the Gemara, but the bottom line relevant for us is that it says that those who are in Bavel, they used to wear these belts. Once they've opened up their belts, they shouldn't do it. If they have to daven first and they want to have a meal, you have to daven first before you have your meal. But nonetheless, if they open their belts, we don't require them to daven first and then eat. They can eat first once they've started their meal, which is symbolized by their opening of their belts. We don't require them to put the belts back on right then. Let them to finish their meal, and thereafter they can put the belt back on and daven. And the Gemara asks a very interesting question. It says, you're requiring them to put on a belt in order to daven. Do they have to do it then, or can they wait till after they have the meal? But either way, why do you need a belt? Why can't they daven without a belt? And the Gemara says, when it comes to davening, we have to beautify ourselves with nice clothing, because we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing in front of the King, and there's a pasuk in Amos that says, Hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. We need to prepare ourselves and beautify ourselves with proper clothing before we daven, and part of that is having the belt. So we see that there's a concept based on the Gemara and Brachos that libo roa es ha'erva is a problem. We need a break between the upper body and the lower body. And we see from the Gemara and Shabbos that a belt is required in order to beautify ourselves for davening. And the question is this the same item? Can it fulfill both of those purposes, that it can act as a break between the upper body and the lower body, and also fulfill the second purpose of hikon likras elokecha Yisrael, beautifying ourselves in preparation for davening? Or does this have to be two separate things? We have something that divides up between the upper body and the lower body. For example, our pants, Velcro, and whatever, the elastic in the underpants. And in addition, we have to have a nice belt for davening. So that will be our topic, Amir Tzashem, and tomorrow we will still start going through the opinions and their applications to our lives. Have a wonderful day.